And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens. In the studio with me, I have Jody Lawrence Turner. She's the executive director for Rural Journalism. And how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You're already laughing at me. I haven't even asked any questions yet.
We usually call it for journalism. So.
Oh, leave out the rural part.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Because we're all for journalism.
Gotcha.
There you go.
And that, no, whether it's rural or not.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's right.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, so what do you guys do?
So, For Journalism is a nonprofit created about 3 years ago, and we support journalism statewide. We have a particular focus on rural, but Ben's not rural anymore. So,
sure.
You know, we do a lot of work in this area as well. We do most of our work through three programs. The first one is called Future Journalists of America, where we recruit high school students and pay them $15 an hour to do an internship where they learn news literacy and hands-on journalism practices. So it could be writing, it could be photography, videography, it could be broadcasting, it could be business, the business side of it as well. So we want to teach them all the components. They come to the bulletin newsroom. They feel like really important people sitting in the conference room there.
Sure.
And they come every week, and then we have some that are remote and from as far away as Madras, Lapine, Redmond, and Sisters. And we've been doing that for about 3 years, started as a pilot program. Several of them have graduated out of the program and gone on to major in journalism.
They're actually doing journalism stuff.
They are, yeah. And that's part of the goal, is not only to teach them like news literacy and hands-on journalism, but also to feed the pipeline. And then the second program we do is called the Journalism Resource Center. And that focuses on the business model. So supporting the business model of newspapers, mostly small rural newspapers that just don't have the manpower or the time to really find the good tools that are out there to help them do their business even better. Digital transitions is something that we help them with, or finding grants that they might qualify for, or maybe it's training, some kind of training. One time I did an hour and a half training on covering a public meeting. So it can go all the way to the most basic stuff.
Sure. What's the most complicated thing have you tried to teach these kids? I mean, it's got to be a complicated business, right?
I mean, it's a complicated business. So I would say the most complicated thing with the kids was the election. They got to work with us on election night and do some. They even called, I think, the Redmond mayor and got quotes and councilmen. And they watched all the election results rolling in. And they were really very, very focused. That's not easy because you got to track a lot of stuff. They were tracking all the data from the elections office as well. So it was great. With the resource center and helping those newspapers, I would say one of the hardest things is convincing some publishers have been, you know, from legacy print publications, really small ones, to make change, to change the digital model, to add tools to what they already have there. They know how to do the news, but making sure that people know what they're doing, that, you know, getting out newsletters or getting out or increasing their digital subscriptions.
I thought it was going to be a digital. Your answer is going to be digital. And that's why I was heading in that direction, because that's the deal now, right? I mean,
so many
people consume their information that way.
They do. They not only do they consume it that way. I mean, print is so expensive now, the print product. So, I mean, I think a lot of newspapers and especially a lot of new startups are going to go that way. I think the next thing for the Resource Center is not only having the people, like We want to hire people that can actually do the training for them. So if somebody needs help with digital subscriptions, there's somebody who works for the resource center that can help them do that.
Sure.
But then also people that can help with startups. So if there is a news desert, and there are many of them, about 68% of our incorporated cities don't have a local news source.
Really?
In Oregon.
Okay.
So if there's an opportunity for someone to start up a local publication, then we want to be able to give them the tools to do that too. So
you said there was three things that you guys work on. What's the third one?
The third is we just launched our journalism lab. And it's called Homelessness, Real Stories, Real Solutions. It is, it has been a couple months in the works. It's a grant-supported lab that's focused on like housing and homelessness are the topics. This is also a trend in journalism where you have very themed or niche journalism labs. It's the first journalism lab in Oregon. And this one is about real, you know, dispelling the myths about homelessness through in-depth reporting and multimedia storytelling in Central Oregon. One of our partners is Central Oregon Daily. They're going to do some videography for us and some reporting. Shout out to them.
Yeah, but, always.
The hope is to raise awareness, educate the public, and provide in-depth reporting on local and national housing challenges, mm-hmm. homelessness, and policy solutions. Right now in Central Oregon, there are more than 1,800 people who are homeless, and about 223 of those are children.
Oh,
under the 18 years old. We are currently we're asking people who want to partner with us on the, you know, sharing the information either through their newsletters or on their website. We have 12 partners so far, and that's both media and advocacy groups or organizations like Mosaic Medical or Habitat for Humanity is another one, Bethlehem Inn. And we also already have 30 newsletter subscribers. We just launched last week.
Oh, wow.
So that's pretty exciting. We have a website called realstoriesrealsolutions.org. It's kind of a mouthful, but and we have some social media channels, same, you know, Real Stories, Real Solutions. This is we're able to do this through a $190,000 grant from Central Oregon Health Council.
Oh, wow.
So okay. We have contracted with a reporter and a photographer to be able to do it, and I edit the project.
And when does it happen? When are we all going to see the end result of this project?
It's an 18-month project, and we launched on the 14th, and then we're going to publish every 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. So something you can watch and happen. So on the website is where we want our listeners to go and check this out?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. What's the website again?
RealStoriesRealSolutions.org.
All right. We've been talking to Jody Lawrence Turner, the executive director for journalism. Right? For journalism. There's like no easy way to say this, no matter how many words you take out of this. I'm going to struggle with it. But thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. Website one more time if people want to check it out.
RealStoriesRealSolutions.org.
Do you have questions, comments, or a topic for Inside Central Oregon? Send your comments to Horizon Broadcasting Group, 854 Northeast 4th Street, Bend, Oregon, 97701. Inside Central Oregon is a public affairs presentation from Horizon Broadcasting Group.